catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. It looks like Mick's lost his running sheet.
No, I'm here. I'm back. You can't stop me. Well,
okay.
I'm in a different area of electronics.
You are, mate. Do you want me to go through?
It doesn't matter. Watch me navigate my way through these uncharted waters as we welcome you, Australia, to another week of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
A massive week. Hello, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
How are we all looking? Let's get ready to rumble.
Well, we're feeling good. Yeah.
Massive show today. We've got a great guest. Hamish Blake is joining us. He's on Have You Been Paying Attention tonight. He's got to talk. He's ready to go between the sheets.
Oh dear. This is getting a little bit saucy, and I don't know if we've got people who are in, cars or listening. You just maybe not want to have your smaller ones involved.
Give us one story from between the sheets, Jane.
One story that we have is Gwyneth Paltrow has stripped to her birthday suit. Maybe not as interesting as Playboy Mansion's Hugh Hefner's. All right.
It's in a state
of disrepair. Have you got your stuff back?
I'm good to go.
All right, let's keep going.
Sure.
We're talking Narrowly to Narrowly Meadows.
Narrowly Meadows will be doing sport. Yeah, we love her.
That's right. David Attenborough's in the news because he's given Prince George a special present that no other child would have got. And he's also joined Instagram.
We're going to talk about some stuff we saw over the weekend, the good, the bad and the ugly in terms of TV shows and all that.
And I call BS, Mick.
Okay, I cannot wait for that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. There's so much to get through, but good to hit the ground running on another Monday as we get into it. Can I just quickly, before we get into your cooking and your new, what would you call it?
An air fryer. I've bought a lot of things over COVID. This has got to be up there as number one.
Well, do you remember ordering this or?
Yeah, I did. It got lost in the mail.
Your fryer? That didn't work.
No, that's gone in the bin. That was a Japanese grill that was like, it was the weight of a piece of alfoil. That's when I knew something was up.
So what do you got? Tell us about the air fryer. What happened?
Well, it's just that this is a big thing. It's been in COVID. It's on TikTok. There's actually a guy called Air Fry Guy on TikTok, and he puts everything in his air fryer, and you just don't need to add oil or anything. You can make French fries.
Can you cook a chicken
so
in
good.
It?
So good. Yes.
You can cook a whole chicken in it.
Yes, you can.
And how long would that take?
Probably takes 40 minutes to do a chicken in an air fryer. It's not
Still
necessarily
can't beat the
faster,
old microwave.
But a microwave chicken would be disgusting. Don't ever try to do that. We're doing like some little peppers tonight. Put them in. You can do veggies. And I know that Hamish Blake, who's coming on the show, he's a big air fryer guy. He's really got into it. So I'll compare.
Is it a game changer?
I think it is going to be. In fact, I'm going to recommend you get one. It will change your life and you'll be able to have food other than just one big hunk of meat for dinner. You might be able to accompany it with vegetables.
Never.
Jane, you're adorable.
Or chops or something else.
You can do that.
How was your weekend? What'd you get up to? I'm really annoyed at the moment.
My Instagram friend, I've been trying to work this out for ages. Do you remember back in the day, as a joke on this show and to annoy you largely, I started following Brazilian supermodels. And there was about four. I followed about four or five. The one was from Mexico.
That's all you need, really, yeah.
Well, one was from Brazil. One was from Mexico. There was another Eastern Bloc one in there. And there was a swimsuit model that Dave also
Sophia Bavali. Yep.
So that's the one.
Okay.
So we had all bases covered.
All right.
But now, all of a sudden, I just start getting bombarded, and this is as they work out their algorithms. Mm-hmm. Now I just they've got me pinged as a bit of a pervert down at Instagram Central.
Why? What's the difference? What are you being pinged with?
Now they just keep suggesting things for me that I don't want.
Like what?
You know, I'll just more
is
big
it
hands, you know, more bathing suit models and more.
And this is upsetting you,
yeah, this is the problem.
Just enough. I'm
you're getting too many cans.
I'm too many. It's ruining it for me. It's no, longer a it's no longer a special thing. It used to be fun when it popped up in the feed. Now it's just a cavalcade of Norgs. And I just, I go,
oh my
this
God.
Is, this underlines the point how they get onto you and then just
well, serving it's the
you
difference
you
between you getting big knockers and I'm getting outdoor furniture.
So I think, what do I need to do? Do I just take the original four posts
no,
down?
No, it's cooked.
Yeah, you're
done. You cannot change it. You got unless you get a new account. You are cooked. You cannot.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I
so
know,
I'm that pervy
true.
Guy down at down at
down
Instagram
under.
Headquarters, down at Facebook.
Oh, you are that pervy guy.
Send some more cans. Is that what they're saying in their darkened room? Yeah.
And as they're sending more and more, is the quality of the girl getting any
worse? I've let a couple slip through their nets.
Have you?
I've okayed a couple.
This is
but, but just generally I'm opposed to the idea that they think they know who I am now, and that's not me.
Right.
Well,
okay.
That was a little joke between
oh,
us.
Right.
That was.
You thought you were being
discreet.
I can discreet.
See Dave flicking through.
I am. I'm just checking to see what. See, Bunnings I got suggested for, so I'm very boring when it comes to ads.
Oh, I'm not even tell you my, mine are just other ridiculous things. But
well, I tell you what, you've seen a couple of great shows on the weekend, and I want to. One of them, I don't believe what you're telling me.
Yeah.
We'll get into
quite
it.
Quite disturbing.
It is
when
we get
back
disturbing.
I want to talk about the Lindy Chamberlain.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah,
too.
Amazing.
Wow. What a sad chapter that was in our history. All right, we'll get into that on the other side of this.
You got it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Hamish Blake, he'll be joining us soon. Oh, and Between the Sheets is also coming up. Kennedy
Stand
Molloy.
By. That's going to get fruity. There's one shocking story from Asia, which involving condoms, which
disturbing.
You will
awful.
Not believe no. what you're hearing.
It's terrible.
I've never been. I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty hard to crack, but I was disgusted.
Yeah.
I go, that's gone too far.
Yep.
That is not
I
okay.
totally no. agree.
What have you been watching on the weekend, Jane? What are you?
Well, I watched last night as the second episode of the Murdoch documentary, The Rise of the Murdoch Dynasty. And
I missed it. I'm so disappointed.
Look, it's been released in the UK ages ago, actually, and it's just finally been on the ABC. You can watch it on iView, as I've just been telling you, Mick, and you're disturbed as to how you can actually watch. What does that mean?
I don't have iView.
Yes, you do.
You will and you do just on your – anyway, it's on your computer. If you go
iView.com.au.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway,
I'll tell you about it.
Did it shape your opinions? Did it change anything?
It didn't
change. Tell you anything you don't know?
Well, what it just – says to me, first of all, the opening titles they have got, it looks straight out of Succession, which everybody is saying that television show is based on the Murdochs anyway, about a very powerful dynasty. What it says to me is that there's an investigative journalist from The Guardian, Nick Davies, and he's the one who didn't let this go. It's to do with the 2011 tapping of phones and that disgusting behaviour of all the celebrities that was around
terrible.
At the time with Rebecca Brooks, who was the editor. She married a guy called Charlie Brooks. His best friend from Eton was David Cameron. And let's just say the dynasty protected politics. That's how people got into power. And it's really quite frightening when you go back and watch it all. And
I believe she's
Hugo.
Got her job back, hasn't she? Because she
yes,
lost
she
her
has,
job
yes.
in,
she
that, in that sorted affair. Mm-hmm. And
the,
I think it's, all,
so
it's, back, it's back to normal, isn't it?
Well, so many people did lose their jobs, Mick, and have about now they've just got must have paid them off and said, look, we'll wait about 5 years, wait
oh,
for
wow.
everything to calm down, and then we can put
back
you
on.
Back in. Since one of the biggest changes, though, that has happened is that James Murdoch, who's the younger son, has actually resigned and has left the building, so to speak, from the family. But Lachlan's still running things, and it's very interesting. Just to refresh your memory of some of the way that the Murdochs, how powerful it can be. That's what struck me. And also, Hugh Grant speaks so eloquently and well because he was one of the celebrities who was tapped.
They got
and he
his
just
phone,
said,
didn't they? Yeah.
They did, and he just was appalled. And, so it's fascinating. What about you, Mickey?
I think the breaking point, if I remember correctly, was tapping the phone of the parents of the little girl –
Millie Dowler was her name. She disappeared, wow. And they found her phone. They intercepted her phone, and the parents thought she had received a message.
Because it was dinging and it wasn't.
Yes.
It was just,
no, it was, that was disgraceful.
My memory of that whole affair was the inquiry, which Rupert attended with his wife at the time, Wendy Deng, who actually got into fisticuffs on his behalf. So it was Wendy Deng, or as I called her, Wendy Ding Ding Ding.
Oh, man.
As she reached
round
across
three opens.
The table and
it's
went
extraordinary.
The right hook.
I remember that. That's
And the PR people had obviously also said to Rupert to behave frail and
You're a dottery old man for this, for this meeting.
So, you wouldn't know what was going on. Anyway, it was fascinating to watch. You watched another amazing doco last night.
I watched the first part of a two-parter. The second part's tonight. If you missed the first, it's still probably worth tuning in. But it was involved the Lindy Chamberlain affair. And it is a national disgrace and embarrassment what occurred at that time. This is one of the most in-depth studies of that I've seen, and with the passage of time to be able to look back at how it all unfolded and how everyone behaved and how, you know, my favourite place in the world, the Northern Territory, but let's just say the government of the day weren't great eggs, right. I have to say, and did their best to put an innocent woman behind bars,
was extraordinary. The fact, plus she'd lost her baby.
Exactly.
By the way,
it's horrific. And the more you see it now, you understand it. And more with hindsight, you see how the press were manipulating it, what they chose to air, what they didn't air. I remember at the time being on radio and being fully going, what's going on here? I don't know if she got beady little eyes, or is she, you know, falling for the whole.
That's right.
Whole thing.
Everyone was obscene.
Everyone was quick to judge.
It's an incredible. It's a masterpiece of setting up an innocent woman, and you watch it feeling a little ashamed and embarrassed about the whole episode, to be honest. And it's worth watching though, because you will get it. And some of the mail she received, some of the.
Hey, Mickey, I was there the week before Azara was taken
at
The Rock on a school camp. And and one of the reason why I believed her from the get-go was that the dingoes were everywhere and they were going into our tents.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going, wow, this is a little ripe, because being an animal lover too, and I'd go, oh, maybe I should just pat these dingoes. No, said the locals, don't go now, don't pat them. They're not the friendly dogs
they said
that you would normally get.
There was an inquiry where they said, if we're not careful, one of these are going to steal a baby. It was said about a week beforehand.
It was. And so as soon when it happened, I went, holy hell, yes, I can see that happening, absolutely.
There's eyewitness accounts from people who were with Lindy at the time who do it, and it was all ignored.
Oh, that poor woman. Oh, no. That poor woman, what she went through. And
She was found not guilty by a coroner, and then the Northern Territory government of the day went, this won't stand. There's a bit of tourism involved here. Went overseas, got their own coroner, brought him back. And then what ensued is basically horrific.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a second part tonight. I'd watch it. It's on before.
Yes, watch it tonight.
Before you have a laugh, we'd have
just
you been
cheer
paying
you
attention.
Yeah. I did watch another show, but maybe I'll come back and talk about
we'll
it.
We'll come back and talk about that.
Yeah, because it's a little of a different turn. It takes a different turn, let's just say.
And by the way, with Chamberlain too, you can watch part one on 10play, Mick, so you can download it.
Oh, don't tell him that.
All right.
He can't even cope with iPlay, iView. How's he going to do that?
So how am I going to do it?
Open a can of worms. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Between the Sheets is coming up soon. Narrowly Meadows from Dubai is going to join us as well on Kennedy Malloy.
That'll be great. Yeah. Watch out for Between the Sheets. There's some shockers in
here. Oh,
I'm warning you. Even I'm frightened about this.
Oh, well. It's speaking of shockers, I know we were talking about shows we watched on the weekend talking about the Murdoch documentary in Lindy Chamberlain. Well, I got onto something. let's talk about the other end of the deep end of the, I don't know.
What is it?
It's a show called Smothered.
What's that about?
Well, it's a reality show about mothers and daughters who are alarmingly close. So they're each other's best friends, and they do everything together, and I mean everything together. Well, I'll give you a little taste. Well, let's just hear from
creepy,
and well, yeah, it is. This is Sunye and Angelica. and they share a morning ritual. The mum gets in a bath and then her daughter gets in after her. They use the same bath water. Let's just have a listen.
Hey, Angelica.
Yeah, Mom.
Are you ready to get in?
I'll be right there. If the water is still hot, we will share the bath water. She'll take a quick bath and then I'll go right after her. She always goes first and I know it makes her happy.
When she goes into my bath water after I've bathed, shows me so much trust and a bond that is unexplainable. It's amazing.
Okay,
no, it's disgusting. That's what it is.
A couple of things. If you're going to share the bathwater, you share. Toss the coin first in, first to bat. You can't always open the innings. You know what I mean? You go. It's got to be a two way street because otherwise, one of them's just getting a lifetime full of clean air. Yeah,
correct.
Right.
Or one's getting someone's done something in that bath that you just don't want to be in. So that's what I saw this in my news feeds. Right, that there was this show. I went, oh, I better have. I'll just watch one episode. Two series later.
Hey, boys, go about the bath.
This is how one couple who's of mother and daughter are so close.
Just out of interest. What's the...
Because it's a loving, sharing thing, people think. Okay. One mum, to wake her daughter up in the morning, she climbs into her bed and she licks her face like a puppy.
Right. Okay.
To wake her up and she goes... Licky, licky, licky.
Okay, Jane, I don't know what channel you're on. No, I really don't. But
she goes,
you're better than
mummy,
this.
You mummy loves this. You. Wakey, wakey. And another couple shower together.
Oh, what?
And they scrub each other's back. No. One mother, to show her love for her
send
daughter.
Send me the link.
One mum gave her daughter for her 21st birthday, took her to Vegas, and ordered a lap dance for her 21st birthday.
Jesus.
In a club.
Now,
it didn't go down well because the daughter thought it was crossing the line. And her mum said, but that's exactly what I would have wanted for my 21st birthday. I don't understand. It's the only time they had words.
Her daughter needs to lighten up, loosen up.
Speaking of lightening up, another mum got her daughter a lipo and a tummy tuck for her birthday. And they had surgery together because she had her boobs done and an eyebrow lift. I swear to God, where do they find these people in America? I could not stop watching anyway.
What's it called, if people want to watch
Smothered,
it?
Smothered. It's. I think it's coming soon to Foxtel. Of course, I found it through my
creepy
news.
You're hard to peg, aren't you? 1 minute you're watching a documentary on the ABC about the Murdoch Empire
the Murdoch
and fiefdom, and now you're
next minute,
her mother and daughter in a tub.
Hot tubs. Oh, all they right, do well, nude shoots. You've got to get a load of it.
I'm about to drag you even further into the mire.
What's going on?
In a minute, we're going into Between the Sheets. Yeah. Let's just say there's a condom story here.
Oh, God.
You need to hear to
God help
believe.
Me.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Close the curtains. Fluff up the pillows. Lock the kids in their room. It's time to get sexy. Nick and Jane. Between the Sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us, what do you got?
Karaoke song of mine.
Is it?
Hey. Another one. Gosh, you're going to have to do a whole karaoke concert prolific. For us one day.
Let's start with happy birthday wishes to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Gwyneth.
Who's turned 48. And to celebrate has posted a picture of herself in the nutty. And good on you, Gwyneth, and good on your unorthodox lifestyle, which gives us so much joy.
Enjoyment, it does.
You can see a picture of her in the front garden looking like Lady Godiva in front of a fern.
Yeah,
I believe that's a fern.
You never know which way she's swinging with the down below upcape these days.
Well,
so she, could be
you
a
never
fern.
Know, but I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of products that are catering to that as we speak.
She looks good, I reckon, in that photo. She's amazing. Well,
of course she looks good. She's a movie star. Ridiculous. Of course she looks good.
Her bottom in Shallow Hell is one of the greatest things I've ever seen, and I don't want to... Lower the tone of the conversation.
I'm assuming it's the part when she's not dressed in the fat suit.
Well, it's not. And it's when looking through Hal's eyes when she's like Gwyneth Paltrow. And I don't know whether she's got a bottom model or a stand-in or whatever, but good Lord, gentlemen.
She's pretty well built.
I can
Shallow
I
Hell,
do
by the way.
More
what a premise.
That's a great idea for a film. It's a great idea for a film, and I think it's a worthy message.
It is a worthy message. Be skinny, don't be fat. It's much better. You'll get many more. You'll get
no, but I think the moral of the story was the, as a fat chick, she was yes. more
she
interesting
was adorable.
And lovely.
Yeah. It's like Pinocchio. No, it's like, not Pinocchio. What's the other one with the big nose?
Here we go with this. Do you know what I heard when she was 48?
What?
Oh, just imagining her cake with 48 of her own candles. 48 vagina candles. I'm going, woof. That's going to get woofy. You don't want to get downwind of Gwyneth Paltrow's 48th birthday cake.
Well,
quick, Gwyneth, blow them out. No, no, don't make the wish. Just blow them out now.
You know
Gwyneth.
What it smells like.
Gwyneth.
Stop. What does it smell like? You're the only one I know that smelt that
I've got
candle.
It in my hand right now.
Put that down, Dave.
Oh, sorry, mate. Smells
put
really good.
Put that down. Do not
I'm
like
coughing
that.
From the fumes. Making me, you're
but anyway,
me
there goes Gwyneth. Happy 48th, and good luck to you. Whatever. Yeah. You,
and you know next, what? She's going to cop a lot of flack. She's going to cop flack
why,
from that
you think?
Because women will hate it. Women hate it because it's look at me, look at my skinny body. I'm so amazing.
I never knew that being a woman meant you had to be part of a union.
Mm.
Yeah, I like women who just think for themselves and do what they want. Apparently, you've got to join the union and play by the rules. Yeah. Is that
the
how women, it works?
The female police is scary. Right. Trust me. Hey, I'm going to go somewhere, and we're talking about the female police. This is very interesting. Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion, which was one of the settings, one of the best parties ever in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it was a famous party.
Not one party. I mean, ongoing parties. Yeah. And a place where many actresses were discovered, to be honest, and many beautiful women were there.
Sure.
He died at the age of 91.
Oh,
so sadly.
He died a happy man.
Yeah.
Well, we did after
well
all
played.
That. Well, yeah, did he? You know, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he did.
That mansion has been left to rot.
What? This is bullshit.
This is terrible. That's looters have got in and stripped the joint.
Oh, come on.
And it's rotting down, falling into disrepair. And nobody in their right mind, they should have designed it as a historic landmark in my view.
Sure, anyway. It's like Graceland's.
Yeah,
totally.
Or like the naughty White House. You
Why
know what
didn't
I mean?
Somebody bloody well, and you know what? Because people are greedy, and whoever's in charge of his estate. Remember when they were trying to sell it and they couldn't sell it, and they never did. So this is just rubbish.
Look,
why
obviously,
didn't they turn it?
Oh, you open all the doors and windows and get the old man smell out. But beyond that, it's a national icon, as you say. It's as much as.
Exactly. No, that is just, it's terrible that it has gone into that state.
I would love to just go down and see the grotto.
Yeah.
Can you dive in?
What happened in the grotto? What was going on there?
Well, the grotto was like the America's equivalent of Molly Meldrum's spa, basically. It was. Had a rather high viscosity.
Yes. I believe so.
Had the. Constitution of chicken and sweet corn soup, which is for the grotto. For the grotto. And I mean, what happened in there? What didn't happen in there?
There's stories you could tell.
Yeah, you'd have to get some shots immediately.
I know what you need. You need that stuff you need to put in your pool. It's called shock something, and you just bung that in your pool, and that fixes things.
All right, and you come out, spend so long, and you come out all wrinkled. Unless you're Hugh Hefner, you actually were wrinkled.
You
were already
wrinkled.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to get to this story. Mm. I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah, it's not very tasteful. It's to do with Vietnam.
Extra warning for those listening to this.
Okay, do you want me to start?
Grubby.
You start.
Vietnamese police have seized more than 320,000 used condoms.
I beg your pardon. What do you mean used condoms? And why would they seize them?
Because they're illegally going to be resold to unsuspecting customers. Now, first of all, there's too much to unpack here because I'm going, how do they get used condoms? I don't understand
that.
So,
used condoms, or Franger, depending on where you live. Can I say this? I spoke to you about this earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And we both immediately went to our own self-interest. But I went, used condoms. I go, that is terrible. That is the greatest breach of trust for a man ever. And you go, man, what about the skanky women? And I go... I've imagined putting your how do I put this delicately? Mm-hmm. Your dick in it, as opposed to...
That was not delicately, by the way.
As opposed to having it...
Nobody wants to have a hole in a condom. Okay. Neither party does, all right, for many reasons.
A woman was
running this whole caper. She was believed to be the owner of the warehouse. They reportedly washed, reshaped with wooden dildos and then repackaged before being resold. And she was paid 21 cents a kilo for the condoms, according to Vietnam State Broadcaster TV.
Yeah.
What is going on? That's disgraceful.
I'm happy to shop at the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. I'm happy to pop on a secondhand.
Yeah.
Or borrow some clothes off a good friend.
Yeah.
But
hey, that's terrible. I know, it's disgraceful.
Giving a used dinger a run.
Please. Can I just take this up a notch?
I'd rather have a baby. I would rather have.
Says
This is incredible.
Can I give you a quick update on Hugh Hefner? And I remember this as a kid. My dad has just texted me and said, your mother and I went to the original Hefner Bunny Club in Chicago.
The original Bunny Club was a ripper. Is that where you met your mother?
Well, she could have been a cute bunny, I'd tell you, Jill,
she's
in her
hot
heyday.
In her day.
She's not doing bad now. Anyway, there you go.
He's batting out of his league, Ray.
He's batting out of his league.
He knows that. He's the luckiest bloke in the world.
He is. Hugh Hefner Club, and I remember that was aspirational for me as a seven-year-old.
And didn't he have a penthouse club on TV or something, which was like the Playboy, the penthouse club, and it was like a Playboy.
That's right.
It's all coming back to me.
This show's educational.
Whoever's trying to palm off a used condom, please.
No, that's disgraceful.
Enough.
Okay, we better get to have a bit of class come to the show now. Don't you think we should get Neroli on board just to get us back on track?
Sure, let's do that.
You bet. Neroli Meadows next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Kennedy Molloy's Sports Wrap.
With Neroli Meadows on the line from the United Arab Emirates, where she's involved with the IPL, which we'll get to in just a minute. But Neroli, we'll start with the sad passing of Dean Jones. Can we hear it from your end? Obviously, he was over there reporting on the IPL with Brett Lee, who we know was there. How did you hear the news, and what did you make of it from your end?
Well, broke really, really quickly, Mick. It happened suddenly in Mumbai, and as you say, Brett Lee was an absolute hero involved in the whole thing. And I actually heard first from, believe it or not, a journalist in Australia, and it was happening, it was spreading so quickly. And I mean, it was just devastating, and I think we're all shocked. I found out here and obviously found out that I'd be hosting the whole thing from Dubai, because obviously they were just in pieces in Mumbai. This is a guy that's worked with Star Sports for around half a dozen years, so super close with a lot of the people, both on air and behind the scenes. All the producers and crew that I was working with were devastated, because he was one of those guys that when he walked into the room, you definitely didn't miss him. He was such, you know, he was so larger than life. He was so lovely to me over so many years covering cricket. Always had time for everyone. Didn't care what your pedigree was, whether you played a game or not. Just wanted to talk to anyone and loved the game more than probably anyone else I've ever met. So changed the way that it was played as well. So it really hit a lot of people very, very hard. And I just thought the way that Brett Lee and Scott Styris handled themselves that night, they still called the game, even though just hours earlier they were trying to save their mate.
That's incredible.
How did he do that? How did he do it?
Yeah, he is honestly, we talk about sports people being heroes. In this particular circumstance, Brett Lee was a hero.
He did everything he humanly possibly could. I'm watching the IPL, and I am, what would Dean Jones have done if the 2020 was big in his day and age?
I mean, he was such an innovator at the time. He changed the way that one day cricket was played, and everyone wanted to play like Dino as Aussie kids. So many cricket shots were kind of almost invented off his bat. He would have been amazing in T20, and he loved it. He loved watching it. He loved talking about it and inspiring, you know, the next generation through his words. So he was one of those people, whether it was mic in hand or bat in hand.
What would he have done in the T20 era? My word.
He'd smash it.
We had AB on the other day, and he was saying how, you know, they worked out pretty quickly that the 50-50 game came down to your top three. If your top three got off, and you had a crack. And he used to come in at first drop because he could change. And there was a wonderful tribute back here, I'm sure you've heard about, which is Tonkit for Dino, which was everyone smashing tennis balls in their backyard.
But how many people that we've seen saying that he was their hero? Like he was sort of the guy, their pin-up boy on their walls for that generation.
Yeah, and it was true as well watching him. But like I say, it was the fact in the later years, he just had time for everyone. He really, truly did. I know that's kind of one of those things that we say about people, but he genuinely would stand and talk to you about cricket for as long as you wanted to. And in, you know, many circles, that's not necessarily the case, particularly for a chick like me who never played the game. Yeah. He was never one of those people, so passionate about the game.
Well, good on him. And now I want to, the IPL has to forge on and is, and we'll quickly touch on Steve Smith's record run chase. Can you talk us through that quickly?
He absolutely nailed it. Made a few decisions that raised eyebrows as skipper last night, but 50 runs off 27 balls, a record chase in the IPL. So 224 victory. They pulled it off. He sent a bloke into bat we were sitting there going, what are you doing, mate? He had 17 off 23 when they needed to be going at basically 18 and over. Mickey, it was hilarious. The bloke down the other end was sitting there going, not taking singles because he didn't want to give him the strike. Then all of a sudden, this same bloke hit 5 sixes in one over and it was all over Red Rover. It was one of the most entertaining games. Well done, Steve Smith. Great captaincy.
Wonderful. Right. Now let's change our stride if we could.
Yeah, could I take us to France and the French Open?
This is brilliant. I mean, I know I'm being a bit of a diva over here because it's sweaty and hot in the UAE and it's crazy under the studio lights, but Victoria Azarenka has kind of almost threatened to walk off at the French Open because it's a bit chilly, a bit brisk. 8 degrees, she said. It was too cold to play tennis. She ended up going and winning her opening match. But to be fair, I think it was the drizzle and a little bit of rain that was...
I think we've got some audio here.
Let's have a listen.
I asked my opponent if she wants to wait on the court or she wants to go off court, and she said she doesn't want to wait on the court. So I'm not going to waste my time sitting there and getting cold. There should be some real good feedback and explanations and conversations with players, that's for a fact.
I'm guessing in Belarus, where she grew up, it wasn't that warm when she was learning to play tennis.
And I think she might be based in Florida now as well, but obviously the French Open is a lot later this year than what we're used to with COVID. But I just think, read the room. Everything, just to get a sporting event up at the moment is a big thing.
Can I suggest we team her up with Bernard Tomic, who walked off the Miami Open because it was too hot. We put them together and we get a pup from the litter and get the sookiest tennis player to ever play the game.
Called it the Goldilocks Cup, you reckon?
Why not? Hey, can you hang around? We need to go to a song. We'll come back and we'll just tidy up a couple of bits and pieces. Can you do that, Nez?
Absolutely.
Great stuff.
Good on ya.
Nerilee Meadows is with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got the Song Whisperer and Hamish Blake, who's not too far away, but from the UAE, we've got Nerilee Meadows with us.
Des, the Broncos have got their first wooden spoon. What's the fallout? What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
This is unbelievable, isn't it? The first wooden spoon in their 33-year history. It was just a nightmare season on and
it's
off.
It's not going to go well.
Kevin Walters sounds like he's going to get the job this week ahead of Paul Green. Obviously, Anthony Seibold lost it a few weeks ago. But the thing that everyone's talking about at the moment, believe it or not, is a gender reveal.
Oh, my God, I'm so over these.
Their final game. They lost their final game, 33-16 to the Cowboys. That Darius Boyd, who is retiring, decided that he would do a gender reveal by kicking the footy into the stands, surrounded by his teammates, and then there was a pink puff of dust that revealed, presumably, that he was having a baby girl. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of gender reveals at the best of times, but that timing is surely a little bit off.
That's no good.
A little bit. And also,
they're all cheering and clapping.
And P.S., where's his wife?
Yes.
Like, it's funny. It's like there is partners all standing there. There's a few. That's a lot to unload.
The Broncos chairman, Carl Morris, said he was embarrassed and disgusted. And by the way, there were fans that were throwing actual wooden spoons on the ground at training.
Yeah, I heard that.
So the fans are not happy. But Bellamy, it sounds like they're trying to get him involved. But
wow.
It's all a bit of a weird situation at the moment. I believe he's at the Storm until the end of next year.
He's got one more year on his contract.
Yeah, even Walters was sort of a bit like, oh, I haven't actually heard about this. So I think there's a fair bit to play out on that one.
All right. And just quickly, there's an Aussie kicker for San Francisco who he's a punter. He went through an entire game.
Mitch Wishnowsky.
Didn't kick one. Is that right?
So Mitch Wishnowsky, great bloke. Met him at the Super Bowl earlier this year. Was trying to become the first Aussie to win a Super Bowl. In the 49ers, he didn't have a punt, which means on his $3.2 million contract, he earned $42,000 for doing absolutely stuff all. But I love this because he's a bloke from Gosnells in WA. And when he tried to start this punting dream, he was basically had no home in Melbourne, thought about living in the gym for a couple of nights before a friend stepped in. So he has gone from rags to riches, and I love it.
And that's he gets to wear the San Francisco 49ers. That's what I love.
I can't wait to negotiate my new contract. I want $42,000 a day for doing nothing.
Wow.
Thank you.
So status quo then.
Good on you, Niz.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Nerilee Meadows joining us there. It is Kennedy Malloy. And is it time for this guy?
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
I think it is.
Hello, Nerilee Song Whisperer.
Nerilee just zinged me then, and I don't appreciate it.
Does she what?
She just zinged me.
Yeah. Oh,
on
well,
the way out.
Yeah.
I
said, I want $42,000 for doing nothing a day. And she goes, so status quo then.
Yeah. She knows you well. That's why.
That's rude. You're better than anyone.
Right?
You guys go way back.
Yeah.
See me in my office.
Right.
Hey, all right. Song Whisperer, wherever that is. Song Whisperer, what do you got? Synopsis. Let's get into this, yeah?
All right. A man shares his vulnerability. He suffers at the hands of others, thoughtless mockery, harsh admonishment, the emotional slings and arrows at times when he least expects it. He reacts with tears, with alcohol, with escape. But then things turn around and the judgments of others become less important and his will to live is replenished.
Mandy.
By Barry Manilow.
All right. That's where I'm going.
Baz. No, not
say,
it is not Barry Manilow.
Suspicious Minds by the great Elvis Presley.
Wow. Yeah. It is not Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley.
What about Tears of a Clown? By Caligula. We could cover that song.
Gosh, I've not heard that for a long time. I like that track.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a no, too.
It is not Tears of the Clown.
All right.
What is this guy? Is he a bit of a dick?
No. He's turn around.
He's a little bit woozy. He is a bit woozy.
He's good.
Okay.
I don't know.
But these things
get it
happen
together,
when he least expects it. It's happening in times when he's, you know, somebody is having a go at him, and he's like, "Hey, what did I do?"
Bad Leroy Brown. Bad Leroy Brown.
He needs to harden up.
Right. All right. Well, if you know, 133353, that's the number. We've got some good prizes, including a case of Big Way and the new draft as well.
Oh, that's a great prize.
Get amongst it. Song Whisperer.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk to the great Hamedog, Hamish Blake.
Awesome. We are indeed.
Tonight does his stuff on Have You Been Paying Attention? So we'll get to the bottom of that, no doubt.
We'll get into that. I've got some I Call BS. Do you want a headline?
Sure.
We're all pregnant. That's all I'm saying. That's the clue. We're all pregnant. World exclusive new idea. Okay. I will explain more.
Are aliens involved?
Yes.
Right.
Two aliens at least.
Hey, David Attenborough has been nosing around the royal family and dishing out the gifts, and I'm not sure I approve. to that evil little George.
Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, it's the, and it's the one of the best gifts I've ever heard of in my life.
I don't like it. I don't like where it's heading.
Yeah, hey, it's a bit spoilt, isn't it?
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through. But let's start at the top of the song, Whisperer. Song give it to us again, Jay. Just refresh our memory. Synopsis, please.
You bet. Sure, a man shares his vulnerability. He suffers at the hands of others. Thoughtless mockery, harsh admonishment, the emotional slings and arrows at times when he least expects it. He reacts with tears, with alcohol, with escape. But then things turn around, and the judgments of others become less important, and his will to live is replenished.
Well, we all had our suggestions, and they were incorrect. So we better go straight to...
You got to get into it?
Yeah, let's go around Australia and find out what they're thinking. We've got a Mark. Hello, Mark.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, Mark. What's your suggestion?
Oh, I think I'm just going to have a crack here. I think it might be Loser by Beck.
That is a great song.
It's a lovely sentiment.
It's not a bad song at all.
You've got to be in the right mood to hear it.
Yeah. Well, it ticks a couple of boxes, Song Whisperer. Have you been nailed early?
It does, but it... No, it's not correct.
Jesus, Mark. I'll tell you what, Slab of Brick Lane coming your way.
Good on you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Draft for you.
Got the draft.
Sound like a good man.
Hey, we're going to one of my favourite places in Australia, the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. Let's go to Billy. Billy, how? What's going on there in the Hunter Valley right
Hunter
now?
Hunter Valley. Making wines for you, are they?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping.
Do they make good rosés in the Hunter?
Yes.
What's the best rosé out of the Hunter? Jesus, what have you done? It's
best rosé.
The best rosé in the Hunter. You know, Jane's working on her own. Jane's about to release. There's apparently she's been down the lab. Testing. Well, she's never shortage of trying them out.
That's right.
There's
are we getting any closer, Jane?
Kappa Kaylee Wines makes a 2019 Hunter Valley Rosé, which is very nice. Yeah.
Well, you'll run them out of business once you visit the markets. It's going to be a whale.
Over to you, Billy. It's your
In a Methuselah.
That's correct.
That's all it's going to come in.
For me and my friends, I can't do it myself.
Billy, what's the song, mate?
Teenage Dirtbag.
Good Weed song. Because I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag. You'll be listening to us on 102.9 Triple M on the Newcastle coastline there. True or false, is it on what you say, you, Jay?
No, not correct.
Sorry, Billy. You sound disappointed, but...
Go drown your horse. Sorry. Have a bottle of rosé.
That's bad luck. Hey, let's go to Ryan. G'day, Ryan. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Give us your suggestion.
To a Door from Paul Kelly. He was right.
Hang on. I beg your pardon. The song is a bit deeper than that.
How did he get to here?
What are you talking about?
Terrible. Game.
It's a guy who feels terrible. He gets cabs and goes to a door.
Because he's in the door. All right,
I'll write that one down for when it is.
That's
the
synopsis
correct song
in my book. Yeah.
But it's not correct. It's not Paul Kelly.
See, I told you, Ryan. Must try harder. Ryan?
All right, we're going to go to...
He's hung up on you.
Ryan. Yeah, fair enough. Just be nice to our guests.
Ryan. Oh, well, you need someone
hey,
to break
Wes.
It to
him. Are we going to Coffs Harbour?
Moffs Harbour?
Yeah, sorry. Moffy?
I know, but I just... sometimes people don't understand our little
Moffy
in-jokes.
For breakfast. He's dominating in mid-North Coast.
Hello, Wes. How are you going? What are you doing in Moffs Harbour?
Oh, not a lot. Love you guys. Listen to you every afternoon.
Good on you.
Unreal.
What'd you do today?
A bit of fishing, Mick.
Get stuffed, Wes.
Where'd you go? What'd you fish for?
Yeah, really annoy me, mate.
Flatheads and a bit of beer drinking as well, Mick.
All right.
Flatheads are pretty easy to catch. Did you get any?
No, I didn't actually, but not drinking the bricklayer, Mick. I've been a bricklayer all my life and I've never tried it, mate.
Slab of bricklayer coming your way. I expect a full report. You're getting the draft, the new release draft, which is the best in the business. Yeah. It's an absolute cracker coming your way.
Hey, Wes, we love it that you listen to us. Thanks so much.
I want you to beer batter some fish in the
draft.
Sounds good, Mick. Sounds real good. I'll do that.
All right. What's your suggestion? What do you think it is, Wes?
What about me? don't know.
Yeah, what about you?
Because
no.
There's been a couple of them, but yeah, what about me?
Oh, what
you
about
me? Chat
and
We should give Shannon Knoll some Brick Lane. So
we should.
So you can chuck the empties at his crowd.
I beg your pardon.
That's what he does.
No,
Shannon.
I was going to say because we get so many Shannon Knoll suggestions every day. Almost someone says, "Is it what about me?"
Yeah. And you know what's the theme through all those suggestions, Jane?
What, they're all incorrect.
They're all incorrect.
Bad luck, Wes. You're not a loser, mate. You've got a slab.
Yeah, that's right.
Good on you, Wes. All right. Hey,
enjoy your fishing.
Mark, come on. We've been through so many people.
For God's
Give
sake,
us something,
Mark.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
What
is
do
it
you got?
Is it Unguarded Moments by the Church?
Let me look at the clues again.
I wouldn't have thought so. Mm.
Hang on.
Sounds a bit highbrow. Yeah.
As someone who's miserable, misery guts, not getting happy in life.
Moment. I let my guard down. Doesn't make you a loser. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to just get other people to lift me up. I forget. I can't find the clues. What it's going on.
You're incorrect, I would say, mate.
Sounds like you're wrong, Mark. Song Whisperer?
No.
Oh, what?
Mark is absolutely correct.
Hey, Bryce, on what basis? Read out the clues. Read the clues again.
What? I'm trying to find them.
He suffers the emotional slings and arrows at times when he least expects it. So hard finding inspiration, I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying. So he's being made fun of. He's being mocked.
Well, get a sense of humor.
And it goes. And then it continues on until the end where he says, tell those friends with cameras for eyes, they only make me feel like breathing.
Mark, you're a winner. Back. Let's give him some Brick Lane.
I don't like that line, cameras for eyes. I don't like it. I don't care.
Well done, Mark.
Mark's got a case of Brick Lane, which you can get Dan Murphy's, by the way. That's the draft, which we love. And we'll throw in a Kennedy Malloy prize pack with some special Kennedy Malloy merch coming your way.
It's like a really bad show bag.
All right, up next, Hamish Blake.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Have You Been Paying Attention is back on Channel 10 tonight, 9:30, featuring our next guest. It's Hamish Blake on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Hame Dog.
Top of the afternoon to you, gang. How are you?
Oh, we're really good, and we're really happy to be speaking with you on this Monday afternoon. You are in lockdown Victoria at the moment in Melbourne.
Slightly eased lockdown, very slightly eased. If you're picking the lock.
How does it affect you, though? How does it affect you? What was
on a day-to-day basis.
What was
the change? Yeah, no, none of the changes affected me. If you were picking the lock, you just had one little click. So there's not much movement in the lock, still very firmly locked.
So there's still 3 weeks, seriously, for everybody in Victoria, in Melbourne, to be inside your house. You can't really do anything or go anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's the gist. But and kids will go back to school soon.
Pretty tough for you because I know you're not happy at home and so for you to be locked down under these incredible circumstances, it must be harrowing. You must be crossing the
it's
days off on a calendar.
Have you? I've got these just ferocious children. A really
annoying, naggy, unattractive wife who's untalented and not funny.
When's it going to go your way, Hamish? When do you reckon you'll get a break?
When does she support you?
Blake, you get a break. I know, it's a bit of a shame. But no, so I can't complain at all. I'm actually having a bit. You
actually had to do a photo shoot for Zoe today. Now, one thing that when people are in work and busy and they're in the celebrity eyes, so to speak, you get asked to do lots of photo shoots, and it involves going to a studio, having photographers, makeup artists, stylists to dress you. When we're in lockdown, you can't do any of that, and you had to support Zoe in a recent spread recently, didn't you, as the photographer du jour?
I had to get my New York, I had to get my Leibowitz on.
Get your Leibowitz on, man. You did it very well, buddy.
And do you know what? It was a triumph for everyone involved because Zoe got a whole bunch of dresses sent to the house. So she got to dress up and was through it. Yeah, because she's launching a kid's book at the moment. She's written a brand new book, Back to Sleep, available, soon. I think now, probably. Great read. Mix enjoyed it. And halfway through, but I won't give away the ending. you'll nut it out.
No, it's a twist on sending children to sleep.
It is. It's a great book. But to do the photo shoot, they were like, we'll send you a bunch of dresses and your husband has to shoot you at home. Now,
That's
years
a bit presumptuous.
Ago. Yeah. I mean, I guess they were just like, the subject was, we'll just take whatever you send us on. But years ago, I bought a flash for my camera. And yeah. I'm a bit of an impulse buyer. And at the time, I just had this thing going, yeah, you know, the kids are little and I'm gonna do professional photography on them. And of course, so it's like, you never use the flash. And I never have. But when this came around, I went, this is it. I could use the flash.
I've seen the results, and the flash works, man.
I haven't, but I'm hoping you took some classy shots. And I'm talking about with like a boa constrictor, lying on the bonnet of a car. I always think is a good one.
Was there oil involved?
Denim shorts, and we got the Daisy Duke.
Yep,
ripped the dust cover off the neighbour's bike and got a couple of watermelons in front of those tastefully.
That's so pretty.
It's a kid's book, so you have to be creative.
That's true. Now,
fantastic.
you're doing something also that is really down my alley, and I have an air fryer, Hamish.
Are you loving it?
We just go through so many fries. Like it's
It does actually just become basic.
Fries are so good in an air fryer.
What's the best thing to cook in an air fryer?
Chips, 100%.
Yep, super fries. Literally, you get the frozen chips, the frozen super fries from your supermarket, the McCain's. Yep. You put them in this basket. You shove it in the air fryer. They come out like McDonald's fries. Oh, you don't add oil. Don't add nothing. Isn't that right, Hamish?
Is that how your mate Ben Shuri does it, Hamish? I'm pretty sure with your cooking sessions with him.
Pretty sure Ben at Attica at his restaurant just has a lot of that equipment for show. And then there's another room out the back with 200 air fryers.
Hamish, what's the weirdest thing you've cooked in your air fryer?
Weirdest thing thus far. What have we tried to do? I've done a lot of fried chicken as well. Like you can do a really good fried chicken in there. The other thing I'm loving, I mean, I know people can do amazingly creative stuff, but I love just, as you were saying, Jen, just anything that goes frozen to cook. The frozen like mini, sweet. like Nana's, you know, those like Sara Lee like Nana's apple pies.
Those mini microwave, don't you?
No, they won't microwave. Won't make it
not as good. They're
hot.
Soggy. Yeah.
Mick, you go and microwave your frozen apple pie.
Yeah,
and
good for you.
Live your sad life while the rest of us enjoy crispy on the outside, fluffy, hot, delicious on the inside food. I'll tell you what.
I just saw one today on TikTok. You get.
What are you doing on TikTok, by the way?
I spent hours looking at it. Get a TikTok biscuit. TikTok. Get an Oreo.
Woman on TikTok.
Get an Oreo biscuit. Put it in a square sheet of pastry.
You're like a TikTok
frozen
80,
pastry.
80-year-old TikTok,
I'm just TikTok's, ignoring him, Hamish. He's so rude to me at the moment.
Jane, someone's grooming you on TikTok.
And yet, that's flattering to me. You don't want to hear my Oreo biscuit.
I do. What's the story? Quick.
You get an Oreo biscuit and you put it in a small piece of pastry that's been frozen and you just put it in a little, like a dim sim. And then you put it inside the air fryer. It comes out. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank me later.
You're right. You know, I've seen a bloke do this as well with a caramella koala.
There you go.
Air fry a caramella koala.
In pastry.
Wrap any chocolate bar in pastry and air fry. Could you do a real koala?
I think it basically makes like, is it, what's it, spanakopita, just anything though.
Spanakopita
koala. That would be good.
Mix into sashimi, dolphin and koala. That's his latest coat.
I like eating endangered species, okay? Whatever.
Well, he's been at the top end of the earning bracket for a long time. He's lost touch with the common man.
Speaking of which, I haven't ever been paying attention for a while. They won't have me back. I don't know how you jumped the queue. But...
Tommy said I was being introduced as the brand new Nick Malloy, the Malloy replacement.
Yeah, I think that's excellent news.
Good luck with that.
Who's that chatting in the background? Is that Sunny?
That's Rudy.
Rudy.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster.
Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
That's our target audience.
Hi, darling. We're on Kennedy Malloy right now. Dad's being funny. Is he funny?
When are you filming that next series of Lego Masters?
Yes, I know where this is going, Mick. The boys have a standing, boys have a standing invite. They can come to the brick pit if they pass COVID protocols and if their dad can bring them. Do you think Dad could organise himself to get down to the brick pit?
Very unlikely. I might have to be involved.
That's a no.
I'll deal with it.
Hey, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
They're disappointed again. Have you been paying attention tonight? What
Don't
are you doing?
Let
you
got Tom.
Yeah, Tommy G. Who else is on?
Yeah. What have we got? Big hitters tonight. I mean, you've got Sam and Ed, of course, and then Hayley from over New Zealand.
Yes.
New Zealand. Have been paying
New
attention.
Zealand way.
And Australia's very own Anne Edmonds.
Oh, awesome.
She's been doing that Drunk History.
Drunk History, you know, yeah.
They asked me to do that, and I said, your budget's not big enough.
Hey, I was also asked too, and I said the same thing. And it's my everyday state of mind. You won't
I said,
anything.
Nah, you know, it's going to be too expensive for you.
Hey, Hamish, why haven't we talked to you for so long? You don't avoid us.
I'm not avoiding you. I mean, I'm here. I'm playing Lego most times.
Hey, we've got Lego. We're the Taj Mahal Bill Hill. So,
Did you get that done?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Awesome. I'll send you a photo.
All right, back to your family. What's that book? What's the book called?
My wife's book is Back to Sleep. It's more of a fantasy, really. it's an absolute fantasy for parents.
All right, it is. All right, look forward to the
love
photos.
Love you, Hamish.
We'll
Thank
see you,
you
soon, mate. Thanks, buddy. Have you been paying attention? Say
bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Rudy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Extra, extra. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Well, I'm very excited if this is true because I'm a big fan of this woman's voice and it's appropriate to be on the show that I'm going to talk about. The Seven Network is courting US superstar Mariah Carey to be a judge on The Voice. Now, it was at Channel 9. It's gone to Channel 7. Sonia Kruger is its host. And they're looking for the 2021 season to really give it a big boost. And I tell you what, I will watch every week if Mariah Carey is a judge.
Can I say this? There's only room for one diva at Channel 7, and that's me. I am the biggest diva at Channel 7.
I'll tell you what, is she single right now? Hang on. You could have dressing rooms next to each other.
She was the last guest before I got on the Lady Sharon Gale, which was the boat that I took around the Caribbean.
Oh, I'm still worried of the name of that boat.
Yeah, the Lady Sharon Gale. I really want to meet Lady Sharon Gale.
Me too.
But the guest I had on previously, two. The two before me were Rod Stewart and then Mariah Carey, both of whom were declared by the captain to be total arseholes.
No kidding.
He said hi, maintenance. Yes, he'd hate me to be repeating that story.
Yeah, he would hate that.
But
anyway, that's very interesting. This is hot off the press. And I tell you what, I think, to be honest, they will have to offer her $2 million Australian dollars to get her to be judged.
Will she sing like the others did?
Yes, she will sing because that's what you do. And then a hero
comes along. Can she do the one in the snow bunny uniform?
That Christmas stupid.
Do you know what? She could live for the rest of her life off the royalties for that song.
She without question.
Comes out every year and it's
she's
always
a catch.
For the last 20 years, it's been the number one Christmas hit, which is the biggest thing in the world.
I remember when I first heard her voice. Mm. Remember Brad PD when we were at Triple M years ago?
Brad Hume?
Brad March.
Oh, Brad March.
The great Brad March.
Brad called me into his office and he goes, Jane, this is 19-year-old girl with a freaky voice. You've got to hear her. And he played and went, oh, my God, that's incredible. And because we're on Triple M Rock and Roll Network, we couldn't play her at the time. He goes, how cool is that? So I remember hearing her so long ago. That would be amazing. So let's stand by. Come on, Channel 7.
Come on, Channel 7, deliver.
Use all your cricket money on The Voice.
That'd be great. That could be a lead-in for the front bar.
You're right.
Man. Well, that's what they've got to be thinking.
We'll get that Mariah Carey bump.
Yeah. You might have posters on the wall at Channel 7, Mariah, then you, Mick.
That's true.
I'd be in the foyer.
Oh, you'd be
she
front.
Would be
further
next
down.
Year.
Near the escalator. Right. Now, you've got to work your way up the ladder.
Now, we know that Sir David Attenborough joined Instagram, and he broke Jennifer Aniston's Instagram record for the fastest time to reach 1 million followers.
Wow. Good on
of
him.
Of course. Yeah. Are you following him? I'm following him.
Oh, I haven't yet, but I'll get round to it.
Can we just hear? We can hear from Sir David.
Yeah, here he is.
Hello. My name is David Attenborough, and I've been appearing on radio and television for the past 60 years. But this is my first time on Instagram, and I'm making this move because the world is in trouble. Over the next few weeks, I'll be recording messages to explain what the problems are and how we can deal with them. Join me. Or as we used to say in those early days of radio, stay tuned.
Oh, I love it. I love
thought the dick pic was a bit much. No, I just thought. He's also on Bumble. And
he's
TikTok.
Not.
He is.
He's not.
He Snapchats.
He's just gone nuts on the socials, hasn't he?
He's gone
bonkers.
Yeah. He's got a blue tick too.
He's planking at the moment. He just sent a plank through. He's also.
Really? Respect, yeah. Please.
Yeah, we've got a minute, Jane, if you'd like to do the other
All right,
story,
he just but... quickly joined the royal family, William, Kate, and the children who you don't like. And he gave Prince Idiot, what's his name?
George.
Evil George.
He gave Prince Evil George a 50,000 million old shark tooth. I know we've got a minute, so I'm just quickly winding
up. I think it's Shears.
But what child, that is an amazing present he got. Hey. Prince George got a shark tooth that's 23 million years old. My children would kill for that.
And can I say this? I reckon he's hanging around because you know Prince Philip's about to cark it. He's going to cut his lunch with the Queen. I reckon he is going to move straight in there.
Yeah.
That is going to... He would be great with the Queen.
Follow him, everyone.
That would be a great couple. Get amongst
this is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds, and you can find the perfect match to your form preferences very easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
I love it. It's the time of the year. It's getting ripe in the sports department, AFL, NRL, Spring Carnival. This is your best friend. This is your bubble buddy. This is the only thing you need to remember when you leave the house is the Neds app. Bang.
Now, this is easy. Even someone like you, Mick, can get this one.
That's right.
You download it on your iPhone and Android.
Yep. It's so easy. I have no idea what you're talking about. What's that?
Okay.
But what I'm saying is even an IT idiot like me can navigate my way through the NEDS system thanks to the IT nerds down there at head office.
They help you match up.
Yeah, I've told you, it's like betting Tinder. They do all the heavy lifting. They do all the legwork. They chaperone you into the right area. You punch in the information. They give you the best options. Bang, wait it, check please, go to the bar, have a drink, admire the women, go mad, you know what I mean? Enjoy,
drink
it
in. I know what you mean, exactly. And if you don't remember the name of a horse and you think, oh, no, you put in the colours, something will pop out for you because they've got like an algorithm that's very clever that you put
in. You can pop in.
It saves you time.
One last start, top jockey, top trainer. That's true. Wins at distance, saves you having to get the form guide out, the pen out, any of that stuff. You're just already on.
That's true.
A lap in front. If you like the horses they're going to give you, half a lap in front.
And you know what? They're on the money and they don't forget anything.
No, they don't. Well, and usually and generally a caller won't. No. Even if the caller forgets the name of the horse, that Neds have given you, you'll be okay.
I don't think I could listen. I can't listen to this.
This guy, have a listen.
And this one had Dash Clear, nicely clear. And I refer to H. Dan Lass. It's not H. Dan Lass. I'll pick it up in the moment. I can tell you now that it's... I'm not sure. Sorry. Went well, and that was number 10. That was French Neighbour. I lost that just before the turn. I apologise. I can't do much...
You had one job,
that's
idiot.
Okay. Oh, no, it's all right, buddy. You said number 10 in the end. That's what the Neds app would tell you. It'd pop up and tell you exactly what the name of the horse was.
The caller might forget, but Neds won't. They'll give you the name. They'll punch it out. Most of the time. Good on you, Neds.
Well, go there now. Neds.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's another show for the day. Kennedy Malloy. Missed today's show, you catch up with the podcast. Easy done. At kennedymalloy.com.au.
Loads
it
of
is.
Highlights.
It's a Monday. Yeah, Monday
a
night.
Ripe, a bit ripe, I thought, between the sheets.
Yeah, it did get a bit X-rated.
Really
seeing as you have an obsession with Gwyneth, I think you might have to get over that. As Gwyneth in the naked Gwyneth goes hand in hand with a lot of products. And you know what?
There's a lot
you're
of
lucky you've got her candle. That's why you're getting a bit excited, I think.
Well, as I said during the segment, imagine 48 of them on a cake. Whoa. You do not want to be downwind of that. That's all I'm saying. That will that'll frighten the neighbours. Okay. So there'll be that.
Monday
and tonight...
Night, yep.
Have you been paying attention where Hamish Blake will do his thing? It's been a while between drinks for
Hamish.
I think
it
has been a while.
So he'll be great. And don't forget Lindy Chamberlain before it. Just a bit of a sobering moment to go, gee, we can be a shit country sometimes.
Yeah, we can. And our legal system
really can
be completely corrupt.
Wow,
it's terrible.
That is beyond the pale. Tomorrow, Todd Sampson, if he swears on this show, I will go bonkers.
Well, I don't think he will. And Denise Scott.
He will.
She's been in lockdown. We'll see what happens. I'm off to go and turn the air fryer on again.
Oh,
yum.
No.
Yep, here we go with my peppers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.